Okay.
Yeah, he is okay. Do you want to go to mommy?
I go to mommy.
I go to Musa. Assalamu alaikum and welcome back to Hausa Life, the show where we show you what Hausa Life is really like for Hausa students living here in the holy city of Qom.
This is my husband, Muzaffar Abbas.
Yes, Magbar Israel. And this is my wife, Seda Fatima Ali.
And these are our kids, Musa
and Doha.
Doha is almost 3 and he is almost 5 months, alhamdulillah.
Isn't time flying? Yes, Doha.
So she thinks Magbar whenever Hausa Life starts, she has to say Magbar Israel.
Okay. No. She knows the story of the Prophet Musa.
Doha,
what's the story of Prophet Musa? Tell them the story of Prophet Musa.
Yeah, the box.
In the box, good.
He's in the river.
Yeah, and then he goes in the river. Good, good. And then what happens?
Fish.
And then there's fish there, yeah. And then?
Fish.
There's lots of fish, yeah. Yeah, fish. What else happens?
Sinks.
Yeah. Snakes. Oh, and then there's a snake, yeah. What happens? And then who's the baddie? Who's the bad guy?
Pharaoh.
Good girl.
Bad
Pharaoh. He's bad, right.
We also don't understand what
I can't translate that. Yeah.
Alright, go. Why
is my chair shorter than yours?
Yeah.
Okay, so we wanted to talk to you about our daily routine. Let's try that again, because now that Doha's a bit settled down. Daily routine. So my day usually starts after Fajr prayers.
So it's 5 a.m. Usually around about this time, I'll go and wake up Seda. I have 2 du'as to recite in the morning. One is du'a ahad and the other one is a secret. I never was a morning person. I never liked being a morning person. But nowadays, I don't know, seems like the right thing to do. Usually while I'm cooking, I will listen to some sort of lecture. I'm not doing it right now because I'm busy with the recording. So for me personally, waking up in the morning is the only way to get everything done. And even then, I don't get everything done. Okay, so now it is 6:30. I'm a little bit behind schedule. I've got 4 lectures that I need to listen to. So right now I'm studying this book, which is volume 4. So the way I study is I have these files, Nahw, Usul, Mantiq, and Falsafa. This one is the one that I'm doing right now, which is my Fiqh file. So I'll show you what this looks like. So I am a very visual person, so I have everything kind of drawn so that it helps me remember. So that's 1 down, 3 to go, alhamdulillah. It's now 5 to 8. The questions that the teacher has asked are quite difficult. Another advantage of being awake so early is that the kids are sleeping. By 9 o'clock, I'm going to be done with second fiqh class, inshallah. And that will leave me with 3 hours to focus on usul. Find the right book. Sometimes the book that your madrasa or your school teaches isn't the right book for you. Okay, and you can go to a different book. Find a different book that suits you, that will help you to understand the lesson best. I'm done with fiqh for today. So I'm going to put this folder away and get the folder. So usul al-fiqh is a fascinating subject. It's actually teaching you the principles. How do we do ijtihad? Like, what's it all about? What are the common principles that are applied when we are actually trying to find what a particular ruling is? For instance, how do you pray, or how do you fast, or how do you do wudu, or ghusl, or any of the other acts that Islam has commanded us to to perform, how do we get an argument for them? So usul al-fiqh is really a fascinating subject. For the next 2 hours, which will take us up to 11 p.m, I'm going to be focusing on this, inshallah.
Messes the house a bit when I wake up. So what I do, guys, just telling you, side note, in the night before I go to sleep, I love cleaning my house and going to sleep, because I like when the house, when I wake up in the morning, the house is spotless. So when I wake up at like 11 or whatever, 10, the house is a mess. They're like coffee cups everywhere. I know like a lot of women can relate to this. Coffee cups everywhere, and if it's fried egg, there's like oil splattered everywhere on the stove, and I'm like,
so as you can see, Musa is sleeping right now. As soon as Doha wakes up, she goes to the washroom, which she is in right now. Then she brushes her teeth. Doha! No. I am going to start cleaning up the kitchen first, because I feel when you clean up the kitchen first, the house is completely clean, because the kitchen is the most important place and you cook all day and stuff. So yes, right now I'm cleaning up the kitchen really quick. I try and usually a lot of the time try and keep a timer in the day, clean up half an hour. Clean the kitchen. Done. Okay, Allah. So this is the pasta I made yesterday. So the hobby did that for, I think, breakfast. No chance. So basically, from a really, really long while, the friend has been telling me, listen, you don't need to go to Hala, you don't need to attend classes, but do something to increase your knowledge at home. Obviously, I'm very, very busy with the kids, around them all the time, and then your mind is always diverted, like cooking, cleaning, what can I do? So he recommended it to me, and he said, why don't you do this book? It's called Mafahim al-Quran. I'm just on the second chapter. So basically what it is it has the words in Arabic from the Holy Quran, and then there's the Farsi meaning, and we like for us to understand easily, sometimes the Farsi words are too hard, then we just write it in English, and this is how it is. I'm on the second chapter. So what he told, and while I tried to do it, look, this is what Doha does. It's fine though. This is how you have to study with children. You can't really, like, the thing, my concept was that, yeah, I would just want peaceful time to do it, but then he's like, no, you're never gonna get peaceful time, you have to do it with them. But I was like, what can I do? So this is what he told me to do. What do you want? What do you want? Every day, whenever I take out some time, and then I write the Farsi in English. If I know the Farsi meaning, I don't write it in English. And then after I'm done memorizing them, like I know the meanings of them, I cross them off. And then in the night when Muzaffar comes, he tests me. So this is what I'm doing for now. And actually, I feel really good about it. I feel like, alhamdulillah, like, inshallah, this will help me to understand the Quran.
Okay, so the time is now 11:30. I'm going to have to take a break from studies because Sayyida has just informed me that she's just gone off the phone with the clinic.
Yeah, to get Musa's 4 months vaccination done.
Yeah, so we're going to go get the vaccination, come back inshallah by 12.
You are all the time acting as a soldier of Imam Zaman, of Imam al-Mahdi. So you have to be very conscious of that. And especially when you're in public, when you're wearing the clothing of a scholar, it does change your behavior to a certain extent.
Baby carrier. Ta-da! He's like a kangaroo.
Yeah. I called them up to make sure that if it's okay. They said, okay, it's okay. Just come now today and get the vaccination done quickly. So yeah.
So basically, we have come to the vaccination center. This is a lovely vaccination center. It's a small little one near our area.
Musa's gonna get an injection. Oh no.
He makes really good breakfast, usually because I'm like running around with the kids, so he helps. This is a big help actually, that he makes the breakfast, so I don't have to make the breakfast. I'm just taking care of them, changing them, feeding them, blah, blah, blah.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Now it's 12:30. We're back. Musa's gotten his vaccinations. And now what I'm going to do is, before I wrap up my studies, I'm going to work out. So, a lot of my friends go to the gym. There's really, really good gyms in Qom. Like, fantastic gyms. And they're all over the city. And a lot of my friends go to gyms. And I have reasons for why I prefer to work out at home.
You probably tell I'm quite skinny. And if I don't do this, then I just wither away.
it tasty? I'll try some.
Mm-hmm. It's a weight gainer.
Sometimes I'll just crack a few eggs and have those instead.
Today, for lunch, we're going to get creative, aren't we, Seda?
Yeah, because someone told me, okay, that we have eggs. And I went to the shop and I asked him, that do we have eggs? So you said, Iranian style. So I was like, okay.
Yeah, Iranians do this thing where they go, so I don't know how you confuse that because I clearly went like this.
No, he didn't.
We don't have eggs.
And there's only two eggs in the fridge. Look, two eggs.
So this is the part of my day where I feel awake, finally.
Ronnie Corsair's around. She fills me with this bright energy. Don't you, Seda?
Yeah. By the way, if you guys remember our first ever video, just saying, we had a gas that we put on top of the fridge, two stoves.
And we both were like saying, oh my god, it's so cold, we need to get some blankets. And then I was telling Muzaffar, it's kind of getting hard to cook on a tiny stove because we have to rush here and there.
Yeah,
so
we
it's
were cooking,
taking time.
We've been cooking on a tiny stove.
You guys have seen the stove, remember?
Blankets are quite expensive here. And then we were like worrying about, well, not worrying, but alhamdulillah, everything's provided for us.
And look at this now, Ashara.
Alhamdulillah. Are you cooking?
So it's mustahab to start your meal with a pinch of salt.
So I'm making shepherd's pie, as I said, for night. We will offer to the trust. The potatoes been boiling there.
After we have breakfast, then until 3 o'clock, I'm just cleaning up the breakfast mess, cleaning up the house.
قالت لهم رسلهم إن نحن إلا بشر مثلكم ولكن الله يمن على من يشاء من عباده.
So one thing I really like about Muzaffar is, which I'm going to say in front of him, he randomly starts reciting the Quran. So it's very beautiful. I like it. I never told him.
Thank you.
I'm not saying for the video. I mean it.
Right. Whenever I speak to the youth, I tell them, look, just pick it up and start reading it. Yes, I was reading it in Arabic. If you can't understand the Arabic, read it in English. Get a good translation and just read it. Nowadays, we have it on our phones, you know, so you don't have to pick up the book. You can actually just flick on your phone. How many times you just go and check your updates and things like that, right? Instead of doing that, why don't you see what Allah has in store for you? And it doesn't have to be from beginning to end. No, just pick a random part and just start reading. See what message Allah has in store for you. Every day, it will be something unique and special because every day of yours will be unique and special.
Oh yeah, another brief but important part of my day is checking the headlines. Remember the hadith of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. He said, one who wakes up in the morning and is not concerned with the affairs of the Muslims is not a Muslim.
Yawakkalu. So yawakkalu, and if we take this into the Amr, it will be
this game. It's a fun game. Lesson 5. It's 5 to 3. I've got a taxi. And Doha thinks she's coming with me, but she's not. Bye-bye, Doha. Bye-bye. I'm sorry, baby. I gotta go. It's good. For the office. So here we are at Islamic Pulse. Nobody's actually here yet. The manager's here. Wa alaykum salam, Sayyid.
This is the cool side of the office. Oh, yeah.
So people start to fill in within the next half an hour. This place will be full, inshallah. So first thing I do is log in and then I find out what I need to do today, whether it's editing or scripting or... So sometimes I come and bother Sayyid Muhammad. Can you explain to me what you're doing right now?
Okay, what I'm doing right now is...
Other than pretending to work? Sayyid's Gmail isn't opening for 15 minutes. This is my good friend Hardy. He's the editor. He's the man behind 1 Minute Wisdom and...
1 Minute Wisdom and...
Unplugged.
So Sayyid Muhammad is one of our best editors, and
I am.
Listen carefully. You can hear somebody filming. I don't know what they're filming. But anyway, it's Maghrib time now. Okay, so Adhan and Maghrib is starting now. So at this time, everybody stops what they're doing and they come to perform their prayers.
استويتم عليه وتقولوا سبحان الذي سخر لنا هذا وما كنا له
مقرنين. And then 9 PM, I'm gonna go home, inshallah.
So at around this time, I'm going to start cooking, and this is Doha wandering in the house. And this time, I'm usually winding up on the cooking, and Doha was just doing some painting. So after 6, sometimes there are days where I meet my friends, or I go out to get the house groceries, or if I need some essentials for the house.
I think it's better than okay. I think it's really good. Sheikh Ali, he's reviewing something.
I think you do.
It's 9 o'clock, and I want to go home. This is me giving a hint to him. 9 o'clock. So
everything's
closed over here, so it's time for me to leave. Of the home sweet home. I'm burnt now. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. Hey baby! I'm exhausted, but Seda made shepherd's pie, which is like one of my favorites, so I'm like so happy.
Go sit down and eat.
See you later.
Okay.
Good girl.
Make a sad face? Oh, make a scared face? I think I'm gonna fall asleep on you.
Let's chill together and then go to sleep, that's it basically. And I'm like, usually he goes falls asleep a lot of the time because he's tired on the weekdays. And then I'm just with the kids, just, you know, whatever, they're crying.
Because the children have a very bad sleeping pattern right now, then they sleep really late, I guess, don't they?
2 days!
From my wife, Sayyidah Fatima Ali. From my you say that's all for today.
And that's all for today. Hope you enjoyed the episode. From my husband, with the Abbas, hey there.
From my wife, Sayyidah Fatima Ali.
From our kids, Musa and Doha, or Doha and Musa.
The kids. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.